Going organic has gone one step further. Some growers are now using a vegan or stock-free organic system to grow their crops. And according to horticulturalist Graham Cole from the Vegan Organic Network, there are many benefits.
Well, obviously, we have the same regard for the health of the soil and the biodiversity of the land, but we actually approach our fertility in a different way. Prime importance is actually producing as much of the fertility on site as possible, not buying in fertility. Because when you actually buy in fertility from somewhere else, you're stealing it from somewhere else. And any good organic grower wouldn't actually let any of his fertility off the holding. So we actually produce fertility in a different way. We don't use any animal inputs. We don't use any slaughterhouse byproducts like fish blood and bone, no animal manures. There's a whole host of reasons as to why. There's the ethical position of being a vegan, that taking out all animal products and all the cruelty that that involves, even with dairy and eggs. And so we actually take it a step further in showing that we can produce food without any animal inputs at all, without any exploitation of animals. And it's also about good husbandry, it's about good rotations, but the prime source of fertility is green manure crops. In the field situation, we will never be able to produce enough manure for that fertility. If all the farmers became organic tomorrow and relied on animal manures, there would not be enough land to support those animals. There really isn't, certainly in the UK, with a densely populated. So our main source of fertility, after plant waste and compost, the usual obvious things, mulches, is green manure crops. There's many different types of green manures. The most valuable are the nitrogen fixing, like clover, lucerne, trefoil, tares, field beans, but they actually cover the soil, they protect it. They're very beneficial if they're used over a period of months so they can get established. So really they're a good winter cover. As soon as you've cleared your summer crops, you cover the soil with one of these crops. And they actually have extensive root systems which mine the soil, bring up minerals much further down than any crop will. And they hold on to that fertility. They'll make nitrogen from the air. They'll actually bring up minerals that become available to the next crop. And in the spring, you turn them in before they flower and get too woody. During that time, if you get them established in the growing season, you can actually cut them and mow them and just let the litter fall and that will rot down and they'll sprout again. They actually can be mowed quite regularly, especially if you use them in the summer. I mean, a lot of growers actually do undersowing with them as well. You can do this as well. You can undersow sweet corn and you can do a lot of sowing around things like courgettes and squashes. Then they stay there after the crop is finished and they grow on through the winter. So on a field scale, the fertility from green manures is paramount.
Now, are these green manures actually easier for the plant to uptake, or do they actually get more out of animal manure?
No, they actually provide a really good source of fertility. They really do. They actually make a lot more nutrients available. They'll improve the drainage. They'll improve the moisture holding ability of the soil. They'll also smother out weeds. They're a good habitat for soil predators, which are our friends like ground beetles. If you actually let them flower before cutting, they'll attract in pollinating insects before they get too woody. But they just have so many uses that you can fit into the rotation as well. Some of our commercial growers, it's just an essential part of their fertility. They would never be able to produce enough organic waste, especially on site, if you're looking at keeping the cycle of fertility on site without buying any in.
So does that actually mean that to grow things this way is in fact cheaper than sort of buying in extra fertilisers?
Yes, I think certainly with our commercial growers, that it is economically better. I mean, you've got to buy the seed, but usually you can get a good deal. You need to buy them in bulk. But the cost, the inputs are lower anyway because you're not using chemicals, which is very paramount to an organic system, and you're not buying in fertility. You're actually producing it on site.
So for the organic growers who aren't going the vegan route then, what are they getting into to fertilise their soil? So obviously they're not getting the chemicals.
They're using animal manures, but we would suggest that you don't have to be vegan to follow this route. I mean, stock-free is another term. Stock-free organic is another term without using any stock, any livestock. So anyone can benefit. You don't have to be vegan as such. I mean, there's many growers in the country, for example, cereal growers in East Anglia that aren't actually keeping any animals. They're just using chemicals. They could go stock free really quickly. They could just stop using their bags of NPK fertilisers and start growing green manures.
And why do you think they don't do that?
I don't know. There's a lot of conservatism amongst farmers. There's a lot of what we've always done, you know, tradition. It's actually getting that change. I mean, we need changes in many ways, society, you know, for things to get better. But there's all sorts of reasons. I mean, I'm sure there are some that are doing it. A lot of organic growers use green manures, but more as a bolt-on thing. It's something, oh, we better do it as well. But really, it should become the heart of the fertility building process. And I do it as a gardener, as a professional gardener. I mean, I look after a big private garden, and it works there as well in that capacity, you know, 5 acres.
That's Graham Cole from the Vegan Organic Network.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.